Coming up next is Silver Sobered. And that was Silver Sobered with Candle on the Water from Pete's Dragon. I'm so happy someone did this song. It's so pretty. And I'm like,
I know, it's such a pretty song.
I'm lost.
Such a, I hate this.
Huh?
I'm sorry, my connection sucks. I just said I hate this movie.
Oh. I'm just like, lost. My notes went poof because they started without me. And I was like, wait, I didn't start my recording yet. I wasn't ready to talk. Okay, Silver.
How could we start without you when you're the first person to actually speak? We just unmuted our mic.
I know. I came back and I heard them like, Jeffers, where are you? Okay. So, Silver, I thought you were so pretty and gorgeous in this song. And this is a very good song choice for you. Vocally, this was very, very nice as usual. But like last week, I wanted more dynamics with it. Because I thought you had good energy, because it had a nice build from the first verse all the way to the end, and your energy built, but I didn't feel like the performance built with it. Like, this is a very soft song, and I felt like at some times you could have maybe switched things up a little bit by making a couple phrases a little bit more breathy, or maybe, like, not be so firm with the pacing of the song. Like, if you have time, why don't you try and look up what is her name again, like Annalise Vanderpool, That's So Raven girl,
Vanderpool.
Go look up
Annalise Vanderpool.
Yeah, go look up her version of the song, because it's, she has really good dynamics, and I think like it's a good example for you. But my other note was, good job at drowning out the dumb horn in the backtrack. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
I heard it faintly on a few parts, but good job, Silver, for drowning that horn out, like, good job. And that's all I have. Zoe?
Very pretty vocals. You had a nice subtle build. And I think Jeffers actually said this better than me, that you had good energy, but the performance didn't go with it. Something about held note at 145. I'll remember the listen for some reason, because that happened last time. At 216, River Flows, the flow had either an A sound or just became a little bit brighter than it should have been. And I would have liked the vocals to be a little softer, like, after that section, because at times it felt a little harsh.
Maybe, like, more tenderness?
Yeah, a little bit more tender. And that might be with what I had for 144, but I don't remember. I need to write better notes now and then. Ambi.
See, if you've noticed, Ambi's been, for the most part, silent between the, over this, because Ambi disagrees with both of you. I thought that this dynamics in this were just perfect. I thought that there was a great, because they weren't overly dynamic, they were very subtle, and I loved the emotional build behind her voice into the bridge section. Like, I really felt that, and there was just this soft sweetness and innocence throughout the entire thing. And I just think that sometimes being more subtle with something, with certain songs, fits better than being overly dynamically emotional with it. And I think that this is a case of it, where I think that this song is just so soft and sweet that it's better to be more subtle with it than to be all up in the song's face. And I personally think that this is one of the best things I've ever heard Silver Soulbird on, because I think that she's really growing performance wise. But that being said, again, I said subtle a lot in here. She's really good at being subtle, but she still needs to work on being papow. But I personally think that the subtlety worked here beautifully. And that's all I have to say about that.
Alrighty.
I keep doing that. That's like my, like, one of my catchphrases. Like, the four, I'm stealing from Forrest Gump there, though. That's all I have to say about that. Yeah.
Have you ever considered auditioning for Lone Star, Ambi?
I was asked to, and I was like, no, because I hate country music. I might be able to, like, do a country twang pretty decent, but I hate country music. And I'm not going to join a singing competition if I don't like the genre. Exactly. That'd be forcing me to do something that I just don't like to do.
Apparently, I'm in the minority in this judging call. But anyway, up next is Captain of Squad Zero. And this is live, so you know.
Oh my god, he said it right.
This is live, so you know it's one take. None of this. Oh, I bet he took like 5 times recording this to get it right. No.
You never know. What if you had to be the one What if you had to be the mixer? Then you could have fixed it.
I am, in fact.
You are the mixer. You are the mixer on this part.
Well.
Aha. Uh-huh. We added him.
Well, Ambi and Zell has my back, I think.
No, he did it 6 times. He did it 6 times. We had to stop and start like 6 times.
You know what? Let's listen to Captain of Squad Zero.
With a thankful heart, with an endless joy, with a growing family, every girl and boy will be nephew and niece to me.
Nephew and niece to me.
Will bring love, hope, and peace to me.
Love, hope, and peace to me.
Yes, and every night will end, and every day will start with a grateful prayer and a thankful heart. With an open smile and with open doors, I will bid you welcome what is mine is yours. With a glass raised to toast your health.
With a glass raised to toast your health.
And a promise to share the wealth.
Promise to share the wealth.
I will sail a friendly course, file a friendly chart on a sea of love and a thankful heart. Life is like a journey, who knows where it ends? Yes, and if you need to know the measure of a man, you simply count his friends. Stop and look around you, the glory that you see, it's born again each day. Don't let it slip away. how precious life can be. With a thankful heart that is wide awake, I do make this promise every breath I take will be used now to sing your praise.
Used now to sing your praise.
And to beg you to share my days. With a loving guarantee that even if we part, I will hold you close in a thankful heart. I will hold you close in a thankful heart.
All right, Captain of Squad Zero is. Insert title from A Christmas Carol or A Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Thankful Heart.
I don't know. Thankful Heart. Okay.
This is one of the few. I think this is the only song actually tonight that I had to actually Google lyrics to find the song title when I listened to them.
I think that'd be the title of this movie. Is this the one that the nephew sings or?
No. This is the one that Ebenezer Scrooge sings at the very end of the movie, right after, like, his eyes have been awake, and he's walking to the Cratchit's house, and, like, all the people, and, can I just say one thing up close? It was really hard listening to this and not hearing, Beaker's beep, 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 behind the entire thing.
What?
Because, okay, the one Muppet, like, the Muppets are singing along with him in this song, and you know the one that's like, beep, 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 beep,
that
beeps all the time? Beaker is singing in this song like as like the background vocals. But for some reason, it's a vocal rip, and the Muppet vocals didn't like go through. It's only like the human background vocals. And it was really odd listening to this and not hearing Beaker's meeping. That's like that was to the beat of it. It's like meep, 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 meep in the original version. That was so odd for me. Okay,
he's awesome. Okay. First note is vocal rip, for sure. Another good use of your accent, because I thought it fit. You were a bit rough on some of the pitches. And I don't know if it was your mic quality or something felt a little weird with your voice. I want to say croaking again, but I don't think it wasn't as much as it was with Dizzy's. And for some reason, I kept hearing thankful heart instead of thankful heart.
Wait, what was the difference again? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I kept hearing thankful heart rather than thankful heart. Like, it was more of an F sound than a T sound.
Heart you were hearing. Like, thankful.
Like, thankful.
Okay.
Oh, because I couldn't hear any difference at all.
That's about it. I mean, he did have some nice vocal moments in there. Ambie?
Yeah, for me, evil vocal move backtrack. And where was my meeping beeper? Speaker. I love it. Speaker's one of my favorites. I'm sorry. Even though Rizzo the Rat will always be my favorite Muppet. But my biggest thing was with this was I didn't... Okay. The whole thing about this is that, like, this song is he's so thankful that he has a heart, basically. Because he's been like this... grubby miser the entire movie and rich and mean, and like this is like the aha moment where oh my god, like all of a sudden like the sun is brighter and colors are more colorful and I love everyone, and I didn't really get like that passion behind it. This was another case of just singing the song, like singing the notes, but not really getting the emotional connection to your character and what you're singing. For me, that was really the only issue I had with this. Like, I thought that vocally, note-wise, it was really good, and I liked your voice for it, but I just needed more feeling behind it, personally. And I thought that it was really lacking the feeling.
Numbers. Yeah, I'm not very familiar with the Muppets, either. At all. So this is my first time hearing the song.
I love Muppets!
I thought this was a very odd song choice, Captain, just because, first it's a Christmas song, but, like, I don't know.
Christmas in July, Jeffers.
This is a very...
Christmas in July.
No, but, like, this is just a very strange song choice, I don't know, for this round. Because I haven't heard this song before, but I didn't think it had a whole lot of vocal range in it, and it was very repetitive. And I think if... Like Ambie said, if it was performed a little bit better, I think it would have been a bit more interesting. But, like, it kind of just sounded repetitive to me. Like, the same kind of melody with different words each time. And that was my only real note.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like what the thing is with this song. It's a very repetitive note-wise song, but the difference comes in it in that emotion.
But the emotion was lacking.
Yeah, so and because the emotion was lacking, that. I wasn't really fond of your song choice because it did sound very repetitive to me, not knowing the original. So just be careful of that. So that's all I have.
All right. In which case, then, I think anything to add, Zell, before we move on to the next person?
Up next is Valk.
That's something to add, indeed.
All yes. Right, okay.
All right, Valk is next.
Tales coming true. Deep down inside, we wanna believe they still do. Our secret is heart. It's our favorite part of the story. Let's just admit we all wanna make it too. What's real just by making believe? Unafraid, unashamed, there is joy to be claimed in this world. You even might wind up being glad to be you.
Celeste with Ever Ever After, which we did approve, even though the music video has a little bit of animation and it's mainly sung in live action and it's kind of like a technicality, so we did approve it, though we did encourage her to potentially choose something else before choosing this, but she still chose this, and let's see if it was the right decision. I personally don't think it was a right decision. I was not very fond of this because I thought that while your energy was pretty good, I just thought that the higher notes, the ever, ever afters, were going into a very awkward place in your head voice, and they just did not sound, they sounded like they were pushing the top of your range. Like, I know you can hit those notes, but the fact that you kind of were going between head and chest didn't seem like...
Like, the transition wasn't very smooth?
The transition was not very smooth. Like, 1 second you're in chest, and then the cut into the head voice just did not make the sound, the head voice notes sound very fluid. And it sounded like it was pushing the top of your range. Like, I know you can hit those notes, but in this case, it sounded like it was really straining the top of your range for me. And just, yeah, like, I liked some, like, the little liberties that you took on. There was, in the beginning section, she was doing, like, extra little runs on certain words. And I liked that about it, but just the ever, ever afters. And the problem was, is that, like, 50% of the song, I would say, is those ever, ever afters in the high voice. And I just did not like them for your voice. I thought they were really odd, in an odd place for you. And I think that you should have gone with a different song that was in a more comfortable place in your range. Jeffers?
I actually disagree with Ambi a little bit on some of her runs, because I thought it was a nice touch, but some of them sounded like sketch to me. Like, it didn't sound very controlled, or it sounded a little bit like shaky.
Oh, can I add one thing? Because I skipped over this note.
Okay.
Like, I liked the runs, but then they would throw the pitch off on like the next note.
Yeah,
like, the
that. Runs were
cute, but then it would throw the next pitch off. Like, they were really, yeah. Okay, now.
All right. And I was not a fan of the overall mix. And that's not really your fault, because you don't really mix it yourself. But, like, well, first, I blame you for the backtrack, because it was no bueno for me at all. It was very bass heavy. And, like, my note, this instrumental sucks. Like, especially the build into the second chorus, like, when the music surges, I didn't get that at all. Like, ugh. There's, like, a really good one on YouTube, if it's still there. But anyway, and I wish there was a little bit of reverb on your voice, because it's, like, stuck out on the backtrack, and the pacing sounded a little strange at times. Let's see. Overall, it just sounded a little rough for me. Like, some parts just didn't sound like you were ready for them or something. Like, it sounded like you were kind of, like, running through some parts pacing-wise. Yeah, not my favorite thing I've heard of you do, Valk. Zell?
Most of my notes are really much pitch things. And I would like to say, I did not say any backtrack notes, so booyah. I don't always hear those.
Wow.
No, you guys need. Yeah, because everybody's always like, oh, Zelina's always making the backtrack notes and karaoke notes. I'm like, yes, not me this time. So, yeah.
Well, I had to go. All right. When we assigned Aria this song last season, I went and looked for a good one, so I know it's out there personally. So,
personally, I was okay with this backtrack. Just saying, Amby's putting that out. Yeah, it was okay with this backtrack. Yeah.
It wasn't bothering me that It wasn't bothering me that much either.
It wasn't bothering you.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, like, I have two notes down, like 150 and 210. Like, 150 was pitchy, and then 210 was, like, that's where it started to get, like, really head voicey and weird for me. But yeah, I don't think this was a strong choice for you, Valk. I mean, yeah, like Ambi says, I know you can do those high notes. It's just, I don't know if it was the style of the song or whatnot, but it wasn't just really working for you today.
I think this is, like, one of those songs you have to belt. Like, it sounds funny if you don't belt those high notes. Yeah.
That might be
It's a powerhouse song.
Go Carrie Underwood. Is that all for you guys?
That's all I can.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, so up next is Maddie.
Oh, perilous place. Walk backwards toward you. Blink disbelieving eyes, chill to the bone. Most visibly brave, no apprehended gloom. First to take this foot to virgin snow. I am a magnet for all kinds of deep open to search, destined to roam. Oh, ominous place, spellbound and unchild-proofed, my least favorite chill to bear alone. Compatriots in place, they'd cringe if I told you. Our best back pocket secret, our bond full blown. I am a magnet for all kinds of deeper wonderment. I am a wunderkind. Princess on the way to my throne, destined to see, destined to know. Most beautiful place, reborn and blown off root. My view about face where the great will be done. I am a magnet for all kinds of deeper wonderment. I am a wonderkind. Oh, Joan of Arc, and smart enough to believe this. I am a princess on the way to my throne. I am a magnet for all kinds of deeper wonderment. I am a wonderkind. Oh, oh, oh. I am a groundbreaker.
And that was Maddie with Wonderkind, Talk About Obscure, from the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe soundtrack. Ambie, what is this? Though, what is this?
I figured upon hearing it that, like, talking about, like, princesses and stuff, I was like, it's probably something from Narnia, because like I don't know the music from Narnia
like
very well.
About walking in the first time on snow or something.
Yeah.
That being said, although I know what to
Wait. What did Zell guess it was? No, she guessed it was Bolt.
Yeah.
It was the countryness that felt like Bolt to me.
Okay, Zell. That being said, although I know what this is, I'm not very familiar with this. I like this, Maddie. I didn't write down a whole lot, to be honest. I just have down that your harmonies were a little loud at times, but that's about it. Like, I thought this was a good sound for your voice, and I liked your tone on this, and I thought it matched the song well. Yeah, I didn't really have anything else to note. I like this. Zoe?
First note. Song I don't know. So yeah. I thought your vocal, like Jeffers said, I think your vocals fit this song, or at least the style of it. Your harmonies start to sound clony, and for me at least, I don't know if it was left heavy, or my right ear just didn't pick it up, because that's my deaf ear. Fast fade out. I like the emotion in it. And here's the dreaded backtrack note. it just sounded a little weird for me. I don't know if it's tinny or it was more of the higher string notes that were just bugging me. I don't know if it's just the way it was recorded or whatnot.
When I first heard it, I thought like she pitched it up maybe, because that's kind of the sound that you get when you pitch up a backtrack.
But yeah, it had something interesting to it. But yeah, overall, I did enjoy it. So yeah, Ambie?
Yeah, I had the backtrack note as well. It basically sounded like someone, like, guitar covered this song on YouTube, and then, like, you took it and did it, which, nothing against you, because I do that all the time. But, yeah, it just sounded weird. Like, maybe it was the guitar being used. I thought the guitar being used was a little eh. I personally liked the harmonies. I thought that they were a nice blend. They didn't get clony for me, but while I thought the song was, like, good for your voice, I thought the song got boring after a while. Like,
yeah,
it just got really repetitive, and I completely
tuned out. Does that happen with On Our News songs?
I don't know, because it was, like, they repeated the same thing, like, over and over and over again, and it just didn't get interesting. So it would have been nice if you had, like, changed it up a little bit, because then it got into that kind of thing that I don't like, where it basically sounds like someone sings the same phrasing the same way two times in a row. So it could basically sound like, you know, cut and paste to me. And I think that it would have been more interesting and kept my attention overall if you had maybe, I don't know, gotten a little bit more intense with it, like the second and I think third and maybe even fourth or fifth time that you sang that one section, because it just got so repetitive that I was like, oh my God, when is this Narnia song going to end? Like, I liked you on it, but I did not like the song maybe twice that much.
Maybe we did the same thing with Arya's song last
week. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's, oh, God. Narnia music sucks, apparently.
There's one guy song I like from the first one. And I really like the Carrie Underwood song from Voyage of the Dawn Treader, but that's not Disney. That's not Disney. Grr.
Yeah. Not Disney. Disney abandoned ship after Prince Caspian.
Shame.
All right.
Yeah. But overall, I liked you on it, but I think that a little shame. I think you could have done more in the second half. With the repeat, when it started to get really repetitive, I think you could have done more to make it more interesting, personally.
Maybe I was too harsh on her last week, so she didn't want to take liberties.
She didn't want to take too many liberties. She's like, oh no, Jeffers is going to yell at me if I take more liberties.
Aww.
For Claire, scared her, Jeffers. Claire, way to go.
Question, Maddie, you would have been safe for me anyway. Just for clarification from last week. All right.
Coming up next, then, is... Read to me.
Mm-hmm.